3. Mindfulness of our thinking. If you believe the Buddha, it is important to pay attention to the role our thoughts play in our lives rather than leave them unguarded. Consider these quotations from the Buddha about thoughts. I personally consider each one of these quotations incredibly powerful and worth recalling at every opportunity. With our thoughts, we make the world. Who is your enemy? Mind is your enemy. Who is your friend? Mind is your friend. Learn the ways of the mind. Tend the mind with care. Your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. For me, one of the greatest benefits of Buddhist practice has been the way it has changed my relationship with my own thoughts. You see, I used to believe my thoughts. I had to act on them because they were true. I always assumed they were helping me solve problems and improve my life. If I just kept thinking, I would be able to engineer a life full of pleasure, devoid of pain. I believed it was possible to think my way out of every discomfort, dilemma, or debacle. In retrospect, I wonder why I allowed my thoughts to carry such weight. Thoughts are like bubbles, insubstantial, arising from nowhere and vanishing into nowhere. They are mere scraps of language, random images and sounds. With exposure to Buddhist teachings, I learned to bring awareness to my thinking processes. I noticed that my thoughts were highly repetitive and prone to fixation and obsession. I began to recognize that the same boring old themes constantly arose. If I was tired, many of the thoughts were grumbling and cranky in nature. The feeling tone of my thoughts, that is, whether they were cheering or depressing, seemed to depend on my physical state or my mood. I could only conclude that the majority of my thoughts were highly unreliable and not worth trusting. Sometimes they were helpful, but mostly I needed to keep a close eye on them. I decided to learn more about my thought patterns and ask whether a pattern of thought sabotaged me or helped me. The Buddha encouraged us to study our thought patterns, but he specified a particular way to approach the task. He recommended bringing bare attention to them, which is to say,